You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Howdy, everyone, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob. Thank you for joining us today. Appreciate it very, very much. This is episode number 820. Hope you're having a great day. Thank you for all the questions. Thank you for listening, sharing, subscribing. We appreciate every single one of those data points very much.
We do really appreciate it. We also appreciate just this community in general. There are a lot of awesome people in the Drone U community, and just want to say special thanks to people like PJ, people like Josh, people like Vic, people like Paul Nordine. There are a lot of awesome people in this community. People like Jason, people like Lisa, people like Peter, people like David. A lot of awesome, awesome people that I just want to say thank you. So thank you for being a part of the community, contributing, helping other people out, motivating each other. You motivate me too, so thank you. This is one awesome community, and I can't believe the community that Drone U has fostered, and just very grateful for that. Before we get into today's question, also just want to say quick shout out. If you haven't signed up for the Drone U fly-in, check it out now. You're going to want to sign up. I mean, I can't believe how many spots we've filled. It's incredible. It's going to be so much bigger than last year. And we may actually be toning it down for the third year. It may be a very different thing for next year. We're going to see how this year goes. We hope to see you there. Sign up today, droneufly-in.com. Check it out.
Yes, I think you'll have a great time if you do. And if you are looking for a new drone, or maybe you just want to increase your existing fleet of drones, you're going to want to check out dynexdrones.com. That's dynexdrones.com. Check them out. They've got some nice payment plans that you can use, literally zero down to get started, and then payments as low as $15 a month. Obviously, it's going to depend on the bird or birds or equipment that you choose to buy. But you're going to like working with these guys. Check them out, dynexdrones.com. And when you do, you can use the promo code, all caps, DRONEUSAVE25, and you'll receive $25 off your purchase. Check them out.
Hey, guys. My name's Kyle from Vancouver, Washington, out here in the Pacific Northwest. Newer member of the Drone U. Been finding the courses very helpful and the podcasts very informative. I'm in the beginning stages of a new startup drone company and been flying multi-rotors here in the hobby for the last 5+ years. Currently have a Phantom 4 standard, and searching on Craigslist, I've come across a couple of Inspire 1s. Know you've mentioned in the past episodes, one of your favorite birds has been the Inspire 1. As a new startup, would you recommend picking up a used Inspire 1 for around $1,000, $1,500? Would that be a good option, or should I just pony up the money for Inspire 1 V2 or an Inspire 2? Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate the question. That's a good question. We get that a fair amount, actually, of folks looking to buy a used drone. It's always a little bit nerve-wracking for us to give advice on that particular point because you just don't know what you're getting. But anyways, if you have a question like Kyle did, go to askdroneu.com, especially off Craigslist. Paul, that makes me a little bit nervous.
Totally nervous. You know, I always tell people if you're buying a used drone, check the batteries because you can see how many cycles are on the battery. It'd be really nice, too, to be able to look at the logs on the drone to see if they have had a crash. That can be kind of difficult for some people if they don't know how to do it, though. Inspire 1, you know, Rob, they were just talking online. There were a couple guys online who were just complaining and whining and just wah, that DJI has stopped building the Inspire 1s.
Because they were so good.
Well, they had a four-year run. It's pretty long. But they're no longer kind of supporting production of the Inspire 1 anymore. So, you know, in the next year or two, we're going to see less parts. We're going to see less, you know, everything kind of falling off the wayside. The Inspire 1 is my all-time favorite drone, hands down, no questions asked. I actually wish you could fly the X4S camera that's on the Inspire 2 on the Inspire 1. The Inspire 1 is the original Ferrari. I mean, it is just so incredible to fly. There are no software issues. You can pull banking turns super fast. Man, you can.
You're getting excited.
It's romantic.
Yeah,
I love
that
thing.
Your voice is changing. It's great.
Here's my late night FM DJ voice talking about the Inspire One. It's one of those birds that makes you sit back in the hammock while you're watching the ocean. You're watching that screen and you're looking at that beautiful footage as you just coast along the shoreline. You ready to make that hard banking turn because you want to avoid a bird and let him know who's boss? Don't worry, the Inspire One has enough power for you to do that. Maybe you want to stall the bird, you want to show it who's boss. You can do that with the Inspire One too. It's the original badass drone.
Very nice. So perhaps somebody could go into like the Drone U Trading Post, which is another members only Facebook group that we have for people selling stuff. That's actually a good place to go. You're going to have a better sense of the person selling it.
Yeah, but you still have to be careful. I don't want to give anyone a false sense of hope.
Well, what I'm saying though is relative. You're right. You're right. But relative to say Craigslist or some other random place that you just aren't going to have any idea who the person is, I'd like to thank our group because we brag about our group, right?
True.
So we brag about our members because they're generally very good people. And so I think you might be in better hands trying it that way. But all of that said, his question was, should I even go that route or should I, to use his term, pony up and buy the version 2 or an Inspire 2?
I think he should buy the Inspire 2. I mean, the Inspire 1, as much as I fantasize about its ability to fly, its ability to be practical is slowly becoming less and less relevant.
Yeah.
In fact, I saw Kerry Garrison from Multicopter Warehouse. His response to someone was, it was really beautiful. Like, it was really like, look, we all know the Inspire One is a powerhouse. It's had a really good run, 4 years. They've brought in new cameras for it. They've added things to it. It's been, you know, a real, and I'm not saying what he said correctly or in the same words, but he pretty much said, like, it was something that we all counted on for a long time. And they're moving on to the Inspire 2 and supporting that. And having 4 years of a run, we should all be grateful because the typical run for a Phantom is like maybe a year, 18 months
right
before there's a new one and there's something better. I mean, can you imagine if there was an Inspire 3 just to have the X7 camera? Or what happens when the X9 comes out? You know, is that still going to be working on the Inspire 2? I think the smart businessman is saying it's time to upgrade. Don't waste your money on an I1. Is it something that's going to make you feel good to buy an I1? Oh, yeah. Is it something that you should do? Probably not. This is like the decision at McDonald's. Should I go to McDonald's and get that quarter pounder? Or should I just, you know, maybe go to the local pizza place and have a slice and a salad? You know, maybe half the calories. Your body is telling you slice and salad. Your gut is saying McDonald's cheeseburger, okay? The whole idea is buying an I1 is going to make you feel good. It's not going to be good for your business.
Gotcha.
I think buying an I2 is one of those things that at the end of the day, you'll still feel good about. And I would say 95% of the people aren't going to be able to tell the difference between I1 and I2. When I first got the I2, I honestly didn't like it because it wasn't as nimble as the I1. And that's still true. It's got more power, but it's not as nimble. So I think that's a big difference. Should he get the I1? Should he get the I2? I say you bite the bullet, get the I2.
All right. So there you go.
I know that was a long-winded answer, but I'm trying to explain myself here. So
yeah, no, I think that makes a lot of sense. And that was the question. So yeah, it's been answered.
And like I said, when a lot of people complained about the fact that DJI is no longer supporting the I1, I think Kerry Garrison from Multicopter Warehouse, I think his response was amazing. Look, we got 4 great years out of it. They really supported it. You could still buy parts for it, you know, but look, there's better cameras out there now. We have a new powerhouse.
And that's just the nature of everything we deal with. There's new stuff and the old stuff goes away.
So true.
Not even a deep thought, just reality.
That is true.
Anyways, thank you very much again, Kyle, for the question. And again, if you have a question, go to AskDroneU.com. And we appreciate every single share, every single time one of you subscribes and therefore gets the podcast delivered to you without having to think about it. And of course, when you leave us a review, those are very important to us. We do appreciate them. We love those 5-star reviews, but we want to hear from all of you and we want to hear how we can get better. Or if there's something that you like that we're doing, we want to hear about that because then we'll keep doing it. So
agreed.
Let us hear from you.
Agreed. All right. Well, that is going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.